I'm Leo Green, welcoming you to In the Mood here on lgradio.online.
Without our song, the day would never end. Without our song, that road would never bend. When things go wrong,
Smith getting us going for this edition of In the Mood here on lgradio.online. Thank you very much for joining us. Loads of fantastic songs coming up today. We will hear over the course of these shows the many varying methods employed by the different composers and lyricists whose work in the Great American Songbook never fails to put us in the right mood. Now, Johnny Mercer would happily rely on his subconscious. For some writers, like Sammy Kahn, a phone call requesting a new set of lyrics would be enough for him to deliver. Irving Berlin claimed on many occasions that he didn't believe in inspiration. For him, songwriting was the result of just sheer hard work and dedication. Irving preferred working under pressure, and often he would just go out for dinner, come home and begin writing the night before he was due to hand something in. He would simply just work through till 4 or 5 in the morning until he was finished, claiming that this method always seemed to work for him. Given that he could barely play the piano and never studied music or lyrics, Irving's thoughts on the processes of songwriting are particularly fascinating, especially when you consider the huge number of hits in his collection. He told one interviewer, "It's the lyric that makes a song a hit. It's the tune that will make it last." And given the thousands of songs he's left us with, it's pretty much impossible to disagree with anything he had to say about the art of songwriting.
The snow is snowing, the wind is blowing, but I can weather the storm. What do I care how much it may storm? Got my love to keep me warm. I can't remember a worse December. Just watch those icicles fall. What do I care if icicles fall? I've got my love to keep me warm. Off with my overcoat, off with my gloves. I need no overcoat, I'm burning with love. My heart's on fire, the flame grows higher. So I will weather the storm. What do I care how much it may storm? I've got my love to keep me warm.
Yes, snow is snowing, the wind is blowing, but I can weather the storm. What do I care how much it may storm? I've got my love to keep me warm. Yes, I can't remember our worst December. Just watch those icicles form. What do I care if icicles form? baby, I've got my love to keep me warm. Oh, off with my overcoat, off with my gloves. I need no overcoat, I'm burning with love. My heart's on fire, the flame grows higher. So I will weather the storm. What do I care how much it may storm? I've got my love to keep me warm.
The snow is snowing, the wind is blowing, but I can't weather the storm, storm, storm. What do I care how much it may storm? I've got my love to keep me warm. I can't remember a worse December. Just watch those icicles fall. If icicles form, cause I've got my love to keep me warm.
Yes, off with my overcoat, off with my gloves. I need no overcoat, I'm burning with love.
My heart's on fire, the flame goes higher. So I will weather the storm. What do I care how much it may storm?
Ella and Louis singing the words and music that Irving Berlin had provided for the 1937 movie On the Avenue, which is one of those many classics from the MGM years. And the strange thing about that song is that it's forever been associated with Christmas, despite the fact there's absolutely no reference to Christmas in the lyrics whatsoever. We heard The Days of Wine and Roses in the last edition of In the Mood, written by Johnny Mercer and the composer Henry Mancini. Rube Bloom, a piano player who in the 1930s worked regularly with the likes of Benny Goodman and Tommy Dorsey, was another musician that Johnny Mercer had worked with. They'd known each other for several years by 1940 when Rube approached Johnny saying he'd come up with a couple of melodies he was keen to see if his old friend might be able to write some lyrics for. When he heard the melodies, Mercer told Bloom that he'd love to write some lyrics, only he was a little busy that week, so he asked him for a fortnight to come up with something. And he sort of playfully warned Bloom that if you played the melodies to any other lyricist, then Johnny Mercer would never speak to him again. Anyway, 2 weeks later, Mercer returned to Bloom with this.
Oh, when we met, rushing where angels fear to tread, and so I come to you, my love, my heart above my head. Though I see the danger there, if there is a chance for me, then I don't care. Don't you know that fools rush in where wise men never go? But wise men never fall in love, so how are they to know? When we met, I felt my life begin. So open up your heart and let this little fool rush in. Fools rush in where those wise men never go. But wise men never, never fall in love. So how are they to know? When we met, I felt my life begin.
Sammy Davis Jr. with a set of lyrics Johnny Mercer wrote for a melody that the musician Rube Bloom had come up with. Now, I mentioned that Bloom had given Johnny two melodies. Here's what he came up with for the other one.
Day in, day out, the same old voodoo follows me about. The same old pounding in my heart whenever I think of you. And darling, I think of you day in and day out. Day out, day in. I needn't tell you how my days begin. When I awaken with a tingle. One possibility in view, that possibility of maybe seeing you. Come rain, come shine, I meet you and to me the day is fine. Then I kiss your lips and the pounding becomes the ocean's roar, a thousand drums. Can't you see it's love? Can there be any doubt when there it is, day in, day out? I meet you and to me the day is fine. Then I kiss your lips and the pounding becomes the ocean's roar, a thousand drums. Can't you see it's love? Can there be any doubt when there it is, day in, day out? Then I kiss your lips and the pounding becomes the ocean roar, and drum. Can you see his love? Can there be any doubt when there it is?
Nat King Cole here on lgradio.online. You're listening to In The Mood with me, Leo Green. Don't forget, you can drop me an email. The address is info@lgradio.online if you've got any requests or dedications or just questions or you just want to say hello. Let's now hear a clip of Sammy Khan informing us what inspired him and describing how he'd come up with yet another of his classics for the Great American Songbook. And this clip illustrates perfectly the mind-blowing, incredible speed of Sammy's creative brain.
Which comes first, the words or the music? Always the phone call. One day the phone rang in my office, and it was from a buddy of mine called Ed to say, would you please write a song with Gene DePaul? It would cheer up Gene DePaul if you would write a song with him. I said, let's be sensible. I am liable to write a song with Gene DePaul. Will depress him more than ever. So Gene DePaul came out to the studio. We had a bite of lunch. He went to the piano and I said, Gene, shoot your best shot. Would you mind playing that just a little bit slower, Gene, please? Say, Gene, what do you think of this for an idea for a song? Teach Me Tonight. Did you say I've got a lot to learn, what to learn, not to learn, spot to learn, hot to learn, teach me tonight? He seemed to like the idea, so I said, well, what comes first in teaching is the ABC. So starting with the ABC of it, right down through the XYZ of it, help me solve the mystery of it, teach me tonight. Next in teaching, you have chalk and a blackboard. So the sky's a blackboard high above you. Should a shooting star go by, I'll use that star to write I love you 1,000 times across the sky. And finally, in teaching, you have graduation. So one thing isn't clear, my love. Should the teacher stand so near, my love? Graduation's almost here, my love. And we had a song. And since we were at the studio had first refusal, so they refused it first.
Did you say I've got a lot to learn? Well, don't think I'm trying not to learn. Since this is the perfect spot to learn. Ooh, teach me tonight. Let's start with the ABC of it. Roll right down to the XYZ of it. Help me solve the mystery of it. Teach me tonight. The sky's a blackboard high above you. If a shooting star goes by, I'll use that star to write I love you. A thousand times across the sky, one thing isn't very clear, my love. Should the teacher stand so near, my love? Graduation's almost here, my love. Come on and teach me tonight. I'll use that star to write I love you. A thousand times across the sky, one thing isn't very clear, my love. Should the teacher stand so near, my love? Graduation's almost here, my love. Teach me.
Dinah Washington with a song that Sammy Cahn wrote as quickly as he could write the words down. If ever there's a song that really epitomizes the whole spectrum of the cultural influence of the Great American Songbook, it's surely this next one. It's one of the most covered songs in history. Currently, I think there's around 2,000 different recordings. In October of 1960, it became the very first song the Beatles ever played with their new drummer Ringo Starr. And I pretty much guarantee that even though you'll probably know all the lyrics, you will almost certainly not know who wrote them. Now, being the informed listeners I know you all are, you'll know that George Gershwin wrote the music, but who came up with the words for this? Email me on info@lgradioonline just for fun. And don't forget, no Googling allowed.
Summertime and the living is easy. Fish are jumping and the cotton is high. Oh, your daddy's rich and your mama, she's good looking. So hush, little baby, there's no need for you to cry. One of these mornings, you're gonna rise up singing, and then you're gonna spread your little wings.
The great Lou Rawls singing the lyrics of DuBose Hayward, who also wrote the original text for Porgy, which inspired Gershwin to compose the rest of the score for Porgy and Bess. Now, on the other songs, George was assisted by his lyric-writing brother Ira, but Summertime was down to Mr. Hayward. And that concludes this episode of In the Mood here on lgradio.online. Please don't forget to visit our website, which has all the information on all our programs. You're listening to lgradio.online. Thanks for listening.